I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It'd be nice to have your own personal chef. Just imagine every meal prepared to the highest culinary standards and to your own personal tastes, be they high or low. Well, it's not a fantasy for everyone. Presidents and prime ministers and kings have their own private chefs. They belong to the Club de Chef des Chefs, that is, the Club of the Chefs of Leaders. This week, the 25 members of this exclusive club are holding their annual meeting. They're touring Italy. In fact, right now, they're in the town of Assisi. These are chefs from France, Italy, and Russia, among others. We got a couple of them on the line.
My name is Mark Flanagan, and I'm chef to Her Majesty the Queen.
Which I imagine is a title your mother is extremely proud of. Can you tell me how long you've been doing it?
I've been at Buckingham Palace for 7 years.
Cooking for the Queen all that time?
That's right, yeah.
Now, what kind of tips are you getting on this tour of Italy that you can bring back and possibly use in your preparations for the Queen?
Well, at the moment, we're just at the start of the trip, and we are just experiencing Roman cuisine.
Roman cuisine.
Which is very simple, uncomplicated fare. Very tasty, really lovely.
What's your favorite thing so far?
So far, I think the favorite thing was porchetta.
Porchetta is what?
It was a very slow roasted leg of pork with lots of herbs and spices. Very simple, but very, very tasty.
And do you know if this is the kind of thing the Queen likes? I mean, what is her favorite dish?
Well, we don't normally talk about what the favorite dishes of Her Majesty are, because as soon as somebody finds out, that's what they would try to offer her everywhere she went. And pretty soon it wouldn't be her favorite.
It would no longer be her favorite, but maybe she'll be trying roast leg of pork pretty soon.
Maybe. Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Mr. Flanagan, there are other fellow chefs of world leaders around. Who's closest to you?
I'm Hilton Little from South Africa.
Okay, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you,
and
Mark
you.
Flanagan. Thanks.
Thanks.
This is Hilton speaking. Good afternoon.
Hello, Hilton. This is Lisa Mullins in Boston. Can you tell me
Hi, Lisa. Who
you are the professional chef for?
I started off being the professional chef for President then Nelson Mandela, President Mbeki, and now for the President Jacob Zuma.
I imagine you're pretty good then.
I try.
You try, because there are three subsequent presidents who you've been cooking for. So is there an overlap between what you cook right now in South Africa and anything that you're exploring there in Italy, or are they completely different?
Not that much different. Okay, in South Africa, we have what's called a rainbow cuisine, a little bit of everything. You know, we call it summer cuisine, some of this and some of that.
Some of this and some of that.
And because the presidents cannot dine in restaurants, we try and keep the menu interesting. So today we would cook Italian, tomorrow we'd cook, different from another country. And for me, it's a great opportunity just to be here, because if I want to cook an Italian dish, what better place to finally get to know the recipe and actually to see them make it,
Absolutely. So you've discovered a certain Italian dish that you may want to serve once you get back home and cook for Jacob Zuma?
As Mark mentioned, we enjoyed the slow roast pork today.
Yes.
It was very good. And the other night we had something completely different. It was tripe in tomato, which was very tasty.
Tripe is intestines of...
That is correct, yes. Yes.
Of
the lamb.
Of the lamb. And, it's very traditional Italian dish.
Yeah, and also we use that in South Africa as well as one of the traditional dishes. But this one was prepared with a reduction of tomato and lots of herbs. It was very, very tender.
Very tender.
Very enjoyable, yes.
Well, if Jacob Zuma doesn't like it, it sounds like you will.
Oh, you better believe it.
It's been very nice to speak with you, Hilton. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you too, ma'am.
Okay, all the best. Enjoy your trip.
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
I'm Christian Garcia, the chef of the Prince Albert of Monaco.
Oh, for the Prince of Monaco.
Yeah.
Christian Garcia, thank you. Where are you from, personally?
I'm French, and I'm working for the Prince Albert for 22 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, obviously, you have cooked an awful lot of meals for him. Can you tell us what you could possibly learn in Italy that you can bring back to Prince Albert II?
Yes. So, in Monaco, you were close to Italy. So, I use most of the time the Italian produce, and the favorite cuisine of the Prince Albert is a Mediterranean cuisine, and the cuisine de la Riviera, with the Italian Riviera and French Riviera.
Ah, I see. So he's very familiar with it. And Prince Albert, I think, is also a big fan of organic vegetables, correct?
Yes, the prince has a summer residence Mm-hmm. And every day we have food and vegetables from the garden.
Well, it sounds, Mr. Garcia, like you're not going to be able to surprise him with anything. Do you have a mission on this tour of Italy, something in particular to bring home to the prince?
Oh, I'm sure that the mission is to discover all the gastronomy and the culture of the country. Each chef is a kind of ambassador of his country. 2 years ago, I organized the meeting in Monaco, and we tried to show all the best of Monaco.
Mr. Garcia, very nice to speak with you. We hope you enjoy your trip.
Thank you, and excuse for my English.
Christian Garcia is the chef for Prince Albert II of Monaco. We also spoke with South African chef Hilton Little and Mark Flanagan, who's the chef for Queen Elizabeth of England.